Attorneys for Senate President John Morris and Senator Angela Jaron argued that the petition signatures collected for their recall were invalid because of a wording technicality. But Judge Robert Hyatt ruled against them, saying supporters complied with election law and the state constitution. Eric Groves is with the El Paso Freedom Defense Committee, which is trying to recall John Morris.
We're ecstatic with the decision. It goes along with everything that we've believed throughout this process.
Kirsten Forseth is a consultant for Morris's campaign and says he stands by his stance on guns.
He spent the last 7 years at the legislature. He wants to be judged by his entire record, not just a few votes. And if every time somebody, especially a special interest, disagreed with his votes, we wouldn't have a lot of legislation that happens up at the Capitol.
Both Morris and Jaron would be the first lawmakers in state history to ever face a recall election. I'm Benta Berkland at the state Capitol.